Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
You know, just chilling. It's a good Thursday. I'm actually excited about the weather today because now I'm going to be able to go golfing for the first time in a few weeks.
It does feel great out. It's warm. Not going to get this too often in December, so
not at all.
Enjoy it.
For sure. All right. Well, for the Did You Know Show, I got a pretty interesting one here.
Okay.
Did you know that honey made from, now this is a flower. In fact, you told me that it was a flower. So it's called a rhododendrons.
Rhododendron, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. It's a really crazy named flower. But honey made from it can be in a hallucinogen.
Really? I didn't even know they could make honey from it.
Apparently it's legal to make honey. I'd feel like if it was going to make you hallucinate, maybe they'd do something about making it illegal.
How does that even
so,
work?
So the U.S. has more than actually 300 types of honey, but there's one that you actually won't find among store shelves, obviously, and they call it Mad Honey. That's the name of it, Mad Honey. Mm-hmm. Upon visual inspection, Mad Honey offers up a clue that is a bit different. It's created when bees feast almost exclusively on nectar and pollen from a flowering rhododendron.
Yeah.
So that whatever that flower is right there. So it's a bush that grows those flowers, and it's a natural sweetener, often has a reddish hue. So it's actually more of a red-looking honey than it normally kind of looks because it's usually a little bit more on the golden side. It also has a slightly bitter taste to it, though another unusual characteristic is that it's when it's consumed, it does actually, you know, possibly make you hallucinate some. Yeah, that's why they call it Mad Honey. Mad honey is a rarity. It's found mostly among high-altitude honeycombs in the mountains of Turkey and Nepal. Harvesting it can also be dangerous. The Himalayan giant honeybees tend to create hives among cliffs and rugged outcrops, and consumption can be very dangerous as well. So the pollen and the nectar from several species of these flowers in those areas contain something called a graiotoxin, which is a poison that helps the plant ward off hungry herbivores, which is why consuming it can also be dangerous. While in small doses, it doesn't do a whole lot except for give you a little lightheadedness. In large doses, can make you a little hallucinate, vomit, temporary paralysis, and even death. So there is a deadly, crazy honey out there hangs off the side of the cliffs, and apparently people probably go get it.
Well, of course it's in Asia, man. I feel like everything crazy happens every day. Wow. Well, I did not know that. These honeybees with the rhododendrons, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Okay, my did you know today. So, did you know, or do you know, where the highest point in our state is in the state of Missouri?
In the state of Missouri?
Yes.
No idea. I don't know Missouri enough.
It is the Tomsock Mountain.
Okay.
And so the elevation is 1,772 feet above sea level. It's the highest point in the state of Missouri. It's set amid the St. Francois Mountains. The scenery includes 7,500-acre park. It's characterized by dense woodland and rocky glades. There's also a lookout tower at the summit that can give you a panoramic view of southern Missouri's lush countryside.
Oh, so it's high enough that you can actually see pretty far out.
Yeah.
It's an actual mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So there's several trails that lead to and around Tomsock Mountain. You can take the Minnesock Falls Trail, which connects to the state's tallest waterfall as well, which is 132-foot Minnesock Falls. So that
Dang, I didn't know there was waterfalls here.
Yeah, so southern Missouri has got the tallest point in the state, and it's Tomsock Mountain. So I didn't know that either, but pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out.
There you
For
go.
For sure, that's pretty awesome.
So that's our Did You Know show today, talking about some hallucinogenic honey.
Yeah, honey.
And the tallest point in Missouri. Some fun stuff for you on the Did You Know show. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.